Joining you on the line now is festival curator Jeff Kahn to tell us more about what you can still see this weekend. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Sophie. Thanks so much for having me.
Not a problem. It's been a big 10 days, though. What's been some of your highlights?
It has. I'm absolutely delirious, but you know that's what you should be feeling at this point in the festival. It's been an amazing 2 weeks, and we've had artists from all over Australia and Asia presenting work here. We've just sort of closed, you know, a huge kind of audience run for our first week of performances by Agatha Ghost Snape and a whole bunch of really great, you know, artists. And then sort of gearing up, just because we're suckers for punishment, this final weekend is kind of our hugest weekend of programming. So all of my team are downstairs running around getting ready to open the first round of shows at midday.
All right, so it's all happening at Carriage Works. What is kicking off at midday today?
Kicking off at midday is Dafe and Knight, which is one of, you know, our very favourite annual events on our calendar. And it's actually a 12-hour-long event that celebrates the most amazing queer performance and party culture in Sydney. So through the day, we have an amazing series of performance works that begin when the doors open at midday and continue for the first 6 hours of the event. And then as day becomes night at 6 p.m., the space flips into a huge dance party with stereogamous DJing and those artists continuing with their performances, but in this really sort of massive party environment.
I mean, it's the right space for it.
It is. Carriage Works, Bay 17 is just, it's the biggest theatre in the venue, and it's just, it's enormous. We have a huge sound system. We have possibly the biggest projection screen you'll ever see in your life, and about sort of 10 really amazing artists, from contemporary dancers to drag queens to performance artists to video makers. So it's just going to be kind of nonstop from midday. I'm taking a very deep breath, because once it starts, it's like a train that just doesn't stop, and the space kind of builds and builds and builds over the day. But it's really exciting. People can basically come and get a wristband and then dip in and out of the space over the 12 hours, sort of as you like.
So as you mentioned, stacked program for day for night. Who are going to be some of the must not miss people?
Well, Marcus Whale and Athena Thebus they're performing a song cycle. Marcus is an amazing musician who works kind of somewhere between sort of pop and very experimental kind of music. And Athena is a visual artist that he's collaborated with. And they're performing four individual songs through the day and night that are about Lucifer, the biblical figure, but imagining Lucifer as a queer icon. And Marcus has this 6-meter-long silk train that Athena's designed that he's wearing that looks absolutely amazing. And that just pops up in the space starting very early at 12:15, and then they'll kind of continue to appear throughout the day and night. So that's one that I'm really super excited about. Another one is a performance by Joe Lloyd and Xian Law, who are amazing contemporary dancers from Melbourne. And I don't even know if I can say the title of their work on radio without being kind of completely censored off air. But
you can try. I mean, we are community.
We are, yeah, that's right. Yeah, log online and you'll see. But they're completely naked for the whole performance. It's 2 hours. They're working with Tina Havelock Stevens, who's a really incredible sort of intense drummer. And that's just going to be a completely wild moment in the day that I think people really shouldn't miss.
Wow. Sounds like you're in for a very intense 12 hours of day for night.
That's the way we like it.
Excellent. But there's also heaps of other things still happening that you can check out. What are some of the events?
Yeah, so today is the last day of Justin Shoulder's Carrion, which is a brand new performance work. Justin Shoulder, I guess, also a queer artist who's come up through the kind of nightclub and party scene in Sydney, but has now moved into making these very beautiful, very melancholic theatre works. And Carrion is kind of Justin's vision of what humanity might look like in the future, where sort of climate change has come into full effect and as a species we've sort of evolved beyond recognition. And this is a show that really has been selling out every night, and audiences have been sort of just amazed at sort of the visual qualities of this work. And it's on at 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. tonight, and the tickets are selling super fast for that one. So that's people's last chance to see this work as well.
Fantastic. You also have a bunch of artist talks and performances still throughout today and tomorrow. What else can we check out?
So this afternoon and tomorrow, we have a whole bunch of artist in conversation events. So we have some really leading curators and thinkers doing live conversations with some of the artists from the festival. And this weekend includes Nat Randall in conversation with Lauren Carroll Harris about The Second Woman, which is a performance work last weekend, 24 hours long, that just blew everybody away. So I think everyone's looking forward to hearing from Nat. And yeah, a whole bunch of other artists in the festival, Justin Scholder, Jen Jameson and Mark Harvey, all sort of speaking about their work. And it's a great chance for audiences to hear directly from those artists in the closing stages of their performances.
Amazing. Now, when people think of experimental art, they kind of think really out there. They're like, oh, I don't know how to engage with that. What do you say when people don't know how to engage with experimental art?
I think experimental art, yes, it does. It strikes fear into the hearts of some people. But I think for us, the festival is all about people with a sense of adventure, and that goes for both the artists and the audience. It's for people who want to really be immersed in the work and they want to be part of it. They want to see something a bit more interesting and challenging than the kind of regular stuff that you see throughout the year. So I think anybody with a sense of curiosity and anyone with a sense of adventure would get into the work that we're presenting. And I think, you know, it's, you know, yes, it can be challenging and it can be tough, but there are also a lot of moments of joy and of humor and of community in this festival. Audiences have just been coming and, you know, staying for entire sort of days and nights with us. So I would just encourage people to rock up and dip into what they find is interesting and, you know, have a drink at the bar, which always helps as well. but, you know, it is a sort of, it's a pretty fun time, I've got to say.
Fantastic. Well, Jeff, thank you so much for chatting to us here on It's So Hot Right Now. We can't wait to head on down to Carriageworks after the show finishes.
I'll see you there.